Kyrie.
Now learn the consonants. Most of these can be pronounced much like their English counterparts. The trickiest ones are the aspirates, theta, phi, and chi, the S combinations, zeta, xi, and psi, and gamma when it sounds like an N. The aspirates are called that because they combine a voiceless stop, TP or K, with the rough H, Latin aspere. And they were properly pronounced that way, like the TH in cat house or the PH in flop house. But most scholars fall into a soft TH as in them or there, PH as in photo. So we say theos for God, theos, philos, friend, philos. The chi is often problematic for newcomers because it looks like our X, but remember, it's an aspirate, and this one has to be pronounced the proper way. After all, this is the first letter of Christos, Christ, Christos. The X sound is represented by xi, and this one is tricky in writing as well as speaking. The distinctive mark is three horizontal strokes, clearest in the capital xi. Don't confuse it with zeta, which is two horizontals connected by a diagonal. Pronouncing xi and psi is easy enough, so Xanthias, a slave's name meaning something like blondie, Xanthias, psuche, soul, psyche, psuche. The zeta is properly sd as in wisdom, and we should remember that in the title of our text, Athenazde, to Athens, where the DE is a suffix meaning to or toward, athenazde, but again, most of us fall into a comfortable Z, athenadze. Oh yes, the trick with gamma. Gamma is always a hard G, as in agathos, good, agathos, never soft like a J. But when gamma comes before another back consonant, kappa, chi, or another gamma, it goes nasal, gets up your sinuses. So necessity is ananke, written with a gamma in the middle, ananke. Now I've ignored those pesky little accents, acute, grave, and circumflex, but for now just give a weak stress to any syllable bearing any accent. We'll sort it out later. Let's review again. Say the Greek with me. God is theos, friend is philos, soul is psuche, the slave's name is Xanthias. Good is agathos. To Athens, athenazde. Necessity is ananke.